بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ذا شعره فبلاوي شيخ نيوب الرومي وقت تبريد دون هذا الشهكي محمد اقتصاب رحمة الله عليه. هذا كا نظم کا عنوان ہے اڑ گیا رنگ حسن فانی کا. اڑ گیا رنگ حسن فانی کا. جن کا نقشہ تھا کل جوانی کا ہے لقب آج نانا نانی کا. جن کا نقشہ تھا کل جوانی کا ہے لقب آج نانا نانی کا. کیسا دیکھا تھا ہو گئے کیسے. کیسا دیکھا تھا ہو گئے کیسے. کیا بھروسہ ہے اس جوانی کا. کیا بھروسہ ہے اس جوانی کا. جن کا نقشہ تھا کل جوانی کا ہے لقب آج نانا نانی کا. مل گئے خاک قبر میں کتنے. مل گئے خاک قبر میں کتنے. مل گئے خاک قبر میں کتنے. ناز تھا جن کو زندگانی کا. ناز تھا جن کو زندگانی کا ہے لقب آج نانا نانی کا. یہ جہاں گل گیا نگاہوں سے. یہ جہاں گل گیا نگاہوں سے. یہ جہاں گل گیا نگاہوں سے. جب کھلا حال دار فانی کا. جب کھلا حال دار فانی کا. میر اب دل کو کس سے بہلائے. میر اب دل کو کس سے بہلائے. میر اب دل کو کس سے بہلائے. اڑ گیا رنگ حسن فانی کا. اڑ گیا رنگ حسن فانی کا. دل لگا بس خدا سے اے ظالم. دل لگا بس خدا سے اے ظالم. دل لگا بس خدا سے اے ظالم. خوف کر موت ناگہانی کا. خوف کر موت ناگہانی کا ہے لقب آج نانا نانی کا. شیخ کامل کے فیض سے دل ہے. شیخ کامل کے فیض سے دل ہے. شیخ کامل کے فیض سے دل ہے. حامل کیف جاودانی کا. حامل کیف جاودانی کا. خاک تن کو عطا ہو ان کا غم. خاک تن کو عطا ہو ان کا غم. خاک تن کو عطا ہو ان کا غم ہے سلا ان کی مہربانی کا. ہے سلا ان کی مہربانی کا. حال دیکھو تو اللہ والوں پر. حال دیکھو تو اللہ والوں پر. حال دیکھو تو اللہ والوں پر. مستی خمر آسمانی کا. مستی خمر آسمانی کا ہے لقب آج نانا نانی کا. سن لو قصہ زبان اختر سے، سن لو قصہ زبان اختر سے، سن لو قصہ زبان اختر سے، ان کے دل کے غم نہانی کا، ان کے دل کے غم نہانی کا، کیسا دیکھا تھا ہو گئے کیسے، کیا بھروسہ ہے اس جوانی کا، دل لگا بس خدا سے اے ظالم، دل لگا بس خدا سے اے ظالم، خوف کر موت ناگہانی کا، جن کا نقشہ تھا کل جوانی کا، ہے لقب آج نانا نانی کا، اڑ گیا رنگ حسن فانی کا، اڑ گیا رنگ حسن فانی کا.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. اللهم صل على رسولنا الكريم. Title of the poem is Ur Gaya, that the color of this external beauty of everything that is Fani, Fani the opposite is Baqi. Baqi is the Zat of Almighty Allah, always, forever. So me and you and every one of us, our buildings, our houses, our cars, and the woman that we fall in love with is all called Fani. Every one of them Allah Tawarukala has given a beauty. And every person whose eye falls on that beauty and he says, how wonderful. So the poem starts Ur Gaya. The day comes and every day there's going to be a change in that beauty. Jinka naksha ta kal jawani ka. It is yesterday, that person who's outside was just of youth and he was the prime of his beauty. And everyone had such hopes on him and everyone had such desires. Hey, laqab aaj na na nani ka. Today when that young child says nana, the child also got no real shock for his nana. Because now he knows nana is old and nana also knows I'm also gone. And he saw the whole world, and he thinks, once upon a time I was the boss. But the world went, and the boss remained on top. Meaning the boss was left behind, and a new boss was chosen. So this is the reality of the world, which ulama-i-kiram have mentioned. This world, every man in the world is a mara. And everything is a mara. So when I walk and I see an old man in front of me, I'm seeing me. And when I walk and I see dirt in front of me, then I see the reality of the world. Kaisa dekha tha ho gaye kaise. He said, how we had seen it once upon a time, ah, what had become of it? Kya bharosa hai is jawani ka. He said, can you ever now put any trust in this world? Mil gaye khaake qabar mein kitne, na tha jin ko zindagani ka. He said, how many people there were in the world, and that's every one of us. That we all have this pride of life. Whatever happened good for me, I am well, everything is going well. He says, all of them had pride in life. But the time came when they mixed with the sand of the grave. Ye jaha gir gaya nigaho se. The Rakim Sahib says, may Allah Tawarukala bless us all with this haqeeqat reality. He says, jab khula hal dar fani ka. When the reality of this world, which finishes very fast, opened up in my eyes. At that time the world fell from my eyes. And the reality of this world, which finishes very fast, it opened up. And when it will open up, it opens up a lot of times when you put your trust in one thing. And then in front of you, you see that thing go. Whether you put it in your building, and you had put so much of effort, and then suddenly one fire came. And then as that man sees that thing coming down to the ground, and at that moment it says the eyes of the body opened up. That is, this is the reality of the world. Mir ab dil ko kisse behlaye. He says, oh Mir, when you lose that, for some people it's a building, for some people it's a lot of wealth, for majority of people it's a girl that they were madly in love with. And either they got her and they married her, but she also lost her beauty. Or they never got her. They always waited, but a time came, she lost that beauty. He says, now who are you going to enjoy with? Because the one who your heart was attached, she's gone. Ur gaya rang husne fani ka. Now she might be in the hospital, and there might be drops on her. You will also not want to go and see her. It's a great alim of his time, most likely Imam Ghazali rahimullah mentioned,
at the harm of badnigahi. There's a unique sentence he wrote. He wrote, the harm of badnigahi is it will always cause you distress. He says, if you see a woman who's not smart, then you will be distressed, why did I look? And if you see a woman who is smart, you will still be sad, why can't I get her? It will never make you happy. This is this world, and when their eye falls and you wait, that also goes away. It's gone. Dil laga bas khuda se e zalim. And Hazrat Hakim Sahib says, oh my beloved friend, if you want to put your heart, then try to connect your heart with Almighty Allah. Because Allah Tawarukala is the only that is baqi. It never ever comes to an end. Everything of this world is beauty, every second goes one down. And the beauty of Almighty Allah, when it makes apparent to His servants, it's every second He makes it one higher. In this world it will be also to the selected friends of Almighty Allah. May Allah Tawarukala make us of that, that every time they would perform His salah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's every istighfar, ulama have written, was what basis that he would say over, I make 70 times or 100 times istighfar daily. So they explained that in every majlis of his qurb with Almighty Allah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would experience such beauty of the Creator of Almighty Allah, that he would make istighfar from his previous condition. That in the previous condition, O Allah, how I thought of you, that deserved istighfar, that you are far beyond where my mind went. The second was that every time when the purity of Almighty Allah would open up more, then Rasulullah ﷺ would make istighfar, that in such a pure court, then where am I? It will always be, oh Allah, how pure it is. So if that was the istighfar of the Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then we know we are dirt. And in front of an Allah whose beauty in every second opens up to the world more and more, so that heart that connects to Almighty Allah, khauf kar maut na gahani ka, it is join your heart to Almighty Allah, and have fear of that death. That when death comes, it comes without any warning. It just suddenly fell. And if you were in a good condition at that time, then the world will say, ha, he passed away, he's away in sajda. And if you were in the wrong place at that time, may Allah tabarakala save us all. Shaykh Kamil ke faiz se dil hai, hamile kayf ja wadani ka. Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib then explains that because of a being blessed with a Shaykh Kamil, Allah Tabarakala, he says, in the barakah of the Shaykh Kamil that Allah Tabarakala had blessed me with, my heart suddenly started feeling that true love, that true ecstasy, true enjoyment. Kayf means like a unique feeling. And a feeling which is hamesha ki, hamesha ka maza is called kayf ja wadani. That such enjoyment which will last always. It won't last for 5 days and suddenly that girl who in love with, she sent a message, I'm not interested. Suddenly you go on. The Almighty Allah is the opposite completely. That in this world where man is unfaithful, then the girl immediately turns her face away and says, I don't want to see you anymore. If the girl is unfaithful, the man says, I don't want to see you anymore. The relationship with man and his creator, however, is man is always unfaithful. And Allah Tawarukala, who doesn't need man, He always says to the unfaithful man, I'm still waiting for you. It's a unique ta'alluq that Allah Tawarukala has created. This is in the barakah of a unique shaykh. Allah Tawarukala made my heart a hamil of that enjoyment which never comes to an end. Haqatan ko ata ho unka ham. He says, what was the favor of my Allah that a body which was made of sand, and the very body which was sand, once upon a time it was sand. Sand itself is not dirty, but it is called sand. But when the sand became me and you, it also became dirty. Because in the sand we only did which was dirty, we never did anything pure. So normal sand became even dirtier and dirtier and dirtier. He says, but in that mold of that dirty sand, Almighty Allah was ready to pour in it the beauty of His love. Which never in the world will happen, that what is beautiful, you will put it in a dirty area. But Allah, He says, what was the mercy of my Allah? That in that mold of sand, ataho unka gham, He was able to put His love into that mold. Hal dekho to Allah walo par mastiye khamre asmani ka. He says, now look at the condition of those who have connected with Almighty Allah. That with the rest of the world have given their hearts, to the color of this world which evaporates. They have become intoxicated with that drink which comes from the heavens. And that drink as it falls down, which is called Sakina, which is called Tajalli, which is called Allah Tawarukala's divine tawfiq, which is called a feeling of the heart. And suddenly that man's whole life changed. He says, you will find them intoxicated in the drink which has come from the heavens. Sun lo kissa zaban akhtar sahib. He says, will you listen to the story from the tongue of Akhtar, Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar sahib, rahimahullah. Uske dil ke gham, ghame nihani ka. He says, from the crevices of the heart, where that love is hidden, from there I am going to tell you one story, that this rung of that outside beauty one day is going to evaporate, and everyone is going to be looking and saying, hi. And that man whose heart was connected with that beauty which never evaporates, but it always goes one higher, higher. And he says, if you can get that beauty and you fall in love with that, then wah, what a mubarak person. May Allah Ta'ala bless us all.
الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين صدق الله المولانا العظيم. Alhamdulillah, Allah has blessed us with in a gathering where we all want to become amongst the sadiqeen. So according to a person's niyat, Allah Ta'ala deals with a person. Allah make us all amongst the sadiqeen. And on that basis, may Allah grant us taqwa. And with taqwa and iman, a person becomes a sadiqeen, amongst the sadiqeen, amongst the friends of Allah Ta'ala. May Allah out of His mercy make us also amongst them, inshallah. Here is one question, looks like it's from a lady. Hazrat, sabse pehle aur aham baat to ye hai ki Allah Rabbul Izzat iman ki pukhtagi inayat farmaye. She says, the first thing that I request is that Allah Ta'ala gives us a strong iman. That is very, very important. That we have to be continuously conscious and worried and make dua that Allah gives us a strong iman. Such iman that whenever occasion comes of choosing between right and wrong, then without any hesitation we choose only what is right. Though the right looks very difficult and the wrong looks very easy, but Allah give us the tawfiq that we don't do the wrong, we do the right. Just as in the poem now, that when your eyes fall on a woman, to look is very easy, not to look is difficult. Thoughts come to a person, to enjoy those bad thoughts is very easy. And to shun them and to be offended and feel bad, that is difficult. But Allah give us the tawfiq to always do the right thing. So, and that will come with strong iman. And if for the effort of iman, a person has to make it till maut. Hatta ya'tiyaka al-yaqeen. Until maut comes to a person, continuously a person has to make effort that our iman becomes stronger and stronger. Dua also we must make, zikrullah also we must make, and we must make the effort of iman also to think about Allah, the greatness of Allah, to think about akhirat, the qabr, etc. And duas also continuously, and there are very many duas which have come in the hadith. In our language also we can make dua that Allah Ta'ala make our iman stronger all the time. And we should desire and make dua that every moment Allah makes our iman stronger and stronger. Jiski dua hum Allah Rabbul Izzat se karte bhi rehte hai, uski misal is tarah hai. And she says that we make this dua to Allah all the time also. And an example of this is ke jab raat ko tahajjud ke liye aankh khule, تو اتنی ہمت نہیں ہوتی کہ اکیلے ہی وضو کر لیا جائے, یعنی کہ خوف محسوس ہوتا ہے. She says that this, that when she gets up for tahajjud, it seems to be a lady from the front, that what we make out, then she hasn't got that courage in order to go and make wudu because of some fear. It appears that the toilet, the bathroom is not in the house. They have to go out of the house. and maybe dangerous conditions, whatever it may be, wild animals perhaps. Perhaps it's a place where there are all a lot of crooks and all this type of things. So she finds it difficult to go out alone to the toilet and go and make wuzu, etc. Hazrat writes, Tahajjud mein raat ko uthne ki shart ke saath ijazat hai ke neend 6 ghante puri ho jaye. For Tahajjud itself, Hazrat says that to get up for Tahajjud namaz, it is permissible with the condition that you at least get 6 hours of sleep. For a young person, a healthy person, must get minimum 6 hours of sleep. If you get so much sleep, then you get up. Hazrat's eyes was very much, and this is what a true sheikh is also, that he sees the condition of the people at that time, what their condition is. Not just to follow blindly. If a person is weak, a person needs more sleep, and you like can force or encourage that person to make tahajjud, and that person cannot take it, his body cannot take it, it will cause adverse effects. For this reason also, we find that one person, in the time of, most probably it was Maulana Yaqub Nanotwi Rahmatullah Ali, most probably the ustad of Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thanwi Rahmatullah Ali, or one of the ustads of Maulana Thanwi Rahmatullah Ali, this person ate wheat which he did not grind, just coarse like that, which caused him to have diarrhea. So he then asked his sheikh that I followed sunnat and now I got diarrhea. So he said, you followed sunnat without asking me first. You should first ask me. In this time, our stomachs are not so strong that they can digest that wheat which hasn't been through the milk, which is even the rough wheat. But this which was not at all, it didn't go through the milk at all. And then we see, then he says, you must follow the mashayikh of the time in this. Don't just follow the sunnah like that on your own. An example came to mind, the three sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, who had vowed, one said, I will keep roza every night, every day. One said that I will just make ibadat the whole night, etc. All these people. When Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to know, in other words, they were trying to go ahead of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also, who was the sheikh of the time, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he said, the person who knows Allah the most and who fears Allah the most is me. And I eat also some days, and I keep roza also some days. Some days I sleep, nights I sleep also sometimes, and I make Allah's ibadat also sometimes. So to follow this like that, follow this is very, very important. So Hazrat says that with this condition, your tahajjud will be permitted for you. Next question. Gharat kisi dusre shakhs ko saath le jana parta hai, aur ye dar aur khauf iman mein kamzori ki alamat hai. She says that, if I go out to the toilet, then I have to take somebody with me. Now to wake up somebody else, you want to make tahajjud, you want to go make wuzu, but now you're waking somebody else up, and this fear that I have, isn't that a sign that my iman is weak? She's asking this question. Hazrat says, nahi, tabi'i khawf hai. No, this is not a sign of the weakness of iman, but this is a natural fear. Like Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, when that stick changed into a snake, then he turned around and he wanted to run from there. So Allah Ta'ala said him, do not fear, O Musa. So that is a natural fear. So to understand this also, that for example, if we just hear a big bang now, then a person will get like a shock or something. So that is a natural fear, and that is quite in order. That is not against iman in any way whatsoever. Iman is on its place, but this natural which a human being feels the fear, that is the thing which is there. Aap koi aisa amal bataye ke iman hamare rag o pe mein bilkul sarayat kar jaye, yani iman ki pukhtagi naseeb ho jaye. Then if a person says that you show me such an amal that iman goes into our veins and into our bloodstream, it is totally that we get the complete, true, strong iman. And this is what a person has to make effort for also all the time. And he has to have that desire also all the time. And this very fact that we come here, all this is that for each one of us, how can our iman become stronger? For that is our five times namaz also, our tilawat, our zikr, and to abstain from guna also. This all will make iman stronger. By commission of guna, iman becomes weak again. So a person loses out again. She's asking, or it's a he or a she, that, oh, Hazrat, show me such an amal by which I can make my iman stronger. Hazrat writes, iman ki pukhtagi sohbat ehlullah. To make the iman strong, the company of ehlullah. Those people who we feel have got their iman is strong. So by sitting in them, and what our intention is, according to that, Allah Ta'ala will give also. And also, that wherever we all come together, and everyone has come to become a wali of Allah Ta'ala. So we are benefiting from one another all the time also. Zikrullah ka iltizam, and to be regular with one's zikr. And zikr also, that we should do it consciously. And if we pull a little bit on the la, which has got a mad on it, la ilaha illa ilaha, and in that we negate everything besides Allah. Nobody has got any power. Nobody can do anything for me. Illallah. That also we pull it a little bit. This zikr will be much more valuable than doing more zikr in quantity, but without this concentration. A person does this little bit, but with this, and he negates everything. He negates himself also. He negates any pleasure that he derives in anything which is against the wishes of Allah Ta'ala. That everything is only with Allah, illallah. So these are three things which Allah Hazrat has written here. Sohbat ehlullah, zikrullah ka iltizam, or gunaon se bachne se hoti hai. A person keeps himself away from gunas. Dusri baat ye hai ki jab bhi main koi kaam karne lagti hoon to uske azimat ko nahi balki uske jaiz par amal karti hoon. Koi aisi, she says, whenever I do any amal, one is to do the thing which is more harder, and one is to do the thing which is more easier. Both are permissible, but one is of a higher level, one is of a lower level. Like, for example, to make tahajjud, get up at about 3-4 o'clock, nowadays 4:30 also, and you make your tahajjud namaz. And one is to make your tahajjud after Isha, before going to sleep, you make your tahajjud. So that is azimat. To make, get up at 3:30 is azimat. And rukhsat, which is jaiz, which is easy, to make it at night also. And there are many things like that. One is to choose the hard part, the difficult part. And one is to choose the easier part. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself said, whenever I was given a choice, I chose the easier thing, not the more difficult thing. Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki rahmatullah alayhi says that I always look for the easier path. And that is the easier. To go, Hazrat Maulana Shah Masihullah Sahib rahmatullah alayhi says that people say that you must, one is taqwa and one is fatwa. Taqwa, that you understand from your heart, this I shouldn't do, it's not right. Fatwa, the Mufti has given permission, you can do this. Hazrat Maulana Shah Masihullah Sahib rahmatullah alayhi used to say that in this time, fatwa is taqwa. Just to act on fatwa, that is taqwa. The taqwa which we talk about, that is very high. In this zamana, if you just act on what the Mufti has told you, which is the fatwa, he said that is taqwa for this zamana. Koi aisi surat hai ke har kaam har haal mein azimat aur awwaliyat par amal kare balki jaiz ko chhod de. She asked, is there some way that in everything I do the thing which is more harder, which is more difficult, which is of the higher level, and which is the better thing, and what is permissible, jaiz, I leave that, but I do other things which is more higher. Hazrat writes, jaiz یعنی رخصت پر عمل کرنا بہتر ہے. Instead of doing that which is azimat, which is the higher and the stronger level, to do the thing which is of the lower level, which is permissible. There isn't anything, there is no doubt in it, it's not haram, nothing. It's nothing, it's permissible. But a person will feel that I do the thing which is of the higher level. So Hazrat says it is better to do the thing which is permissible of the lower level. And what a reason Hazrat gives for that? Ke isse nafs mein barai nahi aati. That by that pride won't come into a person. A person will always feel, I'm so weak, I'm so useless, I'm so low, that I just do the thing which is the easier thing. And the thing which was the more difficult, hard thing, that I didn't act upon it. And when a person acts on it, very easily the thought can come to him that I'm a very big buzur. I do that which is of the higher level all the time. Irada karti hu ke har kaam Allah ki rida ki mutabik karungi. He says, I always make this intention that whatever I do, I must do it according to, for the pleasure of Allah. If that Allah Ta'ala must be pleased. Lekin jab koi kaam shuru karti hu, جب وہ مکمل ہو جاتا ہے تو میں کہتی ہوں. She says, but when I do make that intention, I start an amal, when the amal is completed, and at the end of the amal, I say to myself again, یہ کہتی ہوں کہ یہ کام میں نے اللہ کے لیے کیا, تو یہ نیت میں کہتی ہوں کہ یہ کام میں نے اللہ کے لیے کیا. Then at the end she says, I make niyat again, that I did this work for Allah's pleasure. She says, I do it at the beginning, at the end again I say. تو یہ نیت تو کام کے آخر میں ہوتی ہے. So this نیت is at the end of the work. And نیت's place is at the beginning of an amal. بتائیں میں کیا کروں. What should I do in this? That I do make the نیت at the beginning, at the end again. So to say, I correct my نیت again. جواب, اگر دل میں نہ اللہ کی رضا کی نیت کی تھی, نہ مخلوق کو دکھانے کی نیت تھی. See, as Hazrat writes this, and there is a very important point, that if at the beginning you did not have in your heart the intention that you are doing it for the pleasure of Allah, neither did you have it in your heart that you are doing it to show anyone. In other words, you had sort of no niyat, and this is actually from Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Alayh. For example, you just started namaz. You didn't make niyat, right? Which is very common. Namaz, well, we do make niyat. But Quran Sharif, many times, we take the Quran and we just start reading. We didn't make any niyat that I'm doing it for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, or that I'm doing it, and we just, niyat won't be there. I'm doing it to show people that I'm pious, I'm reading Quran. And neither did I make the niyat that I'm doing it for the pleasure of Allah. A person is sitting, and then he takes out his tasbih, he starts reading. I didn't make niyat for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. And neither did he make the niyat that I'm doing this to show people. So you know niyat. So in that case, Hazrat says, niyat ki na makhlooq ko dikhane ki niyat thi, to ye bhi ikhlas hai. This is also ikhlas. This is also, and this is the starting point of ikhlas. The very low and beginning point of ikhlas, that you are not doing it for ghairullah, for anyone besides Allah Ta'ala. Though you did not make the niyat that you are doing it for Allah, but that's the starting point of ikhlas. And then there is no limit to ikhlas. Where you can reach, how high you can go, there is no limit to it. Kyunki jab dil mein makhlooq nahi, to Allah hi Allah hai. Hazrat, what a dalil Hazrat gives, that when in your heart there was no niyat of any creation, I'm doing it for show, for people, nothing like that, then in the heart is only Allah. That is, by nature, it is that only Allah Ta'ala is in the heart. So, this is a very, very many people have this difficulty that we didn't make niyat for anything. For example, when we eat, perhaps we make any niyat, even our bismillah we forget. So niyat is very far. Where are we going to make niyat that I'm eating? Whereas there also we should make niyat that we are eating for the pleasure of Allah, to get strength in the body, to make Allah's ibadat, etc., and to fulfill Allah's command also, kulu, washrabu, eat and drink. Wala tusrifu, but do not overeat, do not make israf also. So there also niyat, but without niyat, still it will be ikhlas. And when we go to sleep also, we don't make niyat usually. Maulana Ahmed Khan Puri, Damat Barakatum, explained that two Sahaba, radiallahu ta'ala anhum, met with one another, and then one asked the other, that what is your ma'amool, your practice of reading Quran Sharif? Commonly he says, the Sahaba, radiallahu ta'ala anhum, used to read one manzil, which is about four and a half, five suparas, that seven manzils in the Quran Sharif. 30 supara, 7. So about 3.5 suparas or so, roughly, a manzil, but it's marked at the bottom of the page, that manzil 1, 2, 3. So he says that he reads, told him how much he reads. The Sahabi radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, first part of the night, I sleep. And my sleep also, I make niyat of sawab, so that my body gets fresh and dead. And when I get up, then I can make my ibadat properly. So he, in other words, what Maulana Mufti Sahib was showing, that sleeping also we can make the niyat and we'll get sawab for sleeping also. So if we do, and we do it according to sunnah, and we do it with niyat, we have so much sawab we will get. So may Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. In this kitab, Kashkol-e-Ma'rifat, we were reading of the great ulama and how they had feared Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and what effect it had upon them. Irshadat-e-Hakim-ul-Ummat. The word and the malfuzat of Hazrat Hakim-ul-Ummat, Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanwi Rahmatullah Ali. فرمایا کہ بندہ جب تک زندہ ہے جب تک تو شان بنانی ہی نہیں چاہیے. Until a person is alive, he should not make that his shan, that I'm somebody great, somebody big. As long as he's alive, he should not make any show that I'm so great, so big. کیا خبر کیا حالت ہونے والی ہے. Nobody knows that how a person's condition can change. ہاں جب دنیا سے صحیح سالم ایمان لے کر نکل جاوے. Yes, when a person leaves this dunya properly with ایمان and he has left the dunya, پھر اینٹ جتنا چاہے بندے, then he can boast as much as he wants to. Once he has left this dunya, the last breath went out and he went with ایمان. May Allah bless us with that reality and keep our iman, Islam intact all the time. And we should make dua, Allah increases it all the time. And that we leave this world, Allah grants us husna khatima. That a good end Allah tabaruk ta'ala blesses us with. Haan, jab dunya se sahih salim lekar nikal jawe, phir end the, jitna chahe. Bande wo the, jaysay Maulana Muhammad Qasim Nanotli rahmatullah alayhi. He says, those people were the true servants of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, people like Hazrat Maulana Qasim Nanotvi rahmatullah alayh. Ke farmaya karte the, agar char harf janne ki tohmat na hoti, if this was not on me, that I have some education, and what great education, but he says, just knowing four words. In other words, how humble is that also, that the world at of that time also recognized him as a very great alim. He said, if I did not have that knowledge and being recognized as this great alim, or usse log na jaan gaye hote, and if people did not come to know that I have got all this great knowledge, to aisa gum hota ki koi ye bhi na pehchanta ki Qasim dunya mein bhi paida hua tha. He says, nobody should even have known. I should have hidden myself so much that nobody should even have known that in the world that somebody like Qasim came in this world. In other words, having this knowledge, it was necessary to impart it now. And when he imparted it in sabak, in bayans, etc., then people came to know what a great man this is. He said, if I did not have that, I should have lived as though nobody should even have known that I had come into this world. Aur irshad farmaya ki jo alim apne ilm par amal na kare, or muhib dunya ho, and Hazrat used to say that alim that does not make amal on his ilm, on his knowledge, and he is a lover of this dunya, wo jahil hai, koi bhi ho. That person is a jahil no matter who it can be, no matter who it is, but if he is not making amal on his knowledge and he has got love for this dunya, that person is a jahil. Aur farmaya ki mujhe har waqt ye khauf rehta hai کہ نہ جانے اشرف علی کا قیامت کے دن کیا حال ہوگا. And he says, continuously I have this fear that I don't know what will be my condition on the day of Qiyamah. Which Allama Sayyid Sulaiman Nadwi Rahmatullah Ali said in very simple words, ہم ایسے رہے یا کہ ویسے رہے, وہاں دیکھنا ہے کہ کیسے رہے. That no matter how we live in this world, no matter what we think about ourselves, what we think other people are thinking about us, but what count is going to count, what will be my condition on the day of Qiyamah. May Allah have mercy upon us, and on the day of Qiyamah, may He shower His special and choicest mercies upon us. Irshad Hazrat Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jailani Rahmatullah Ali. حضرت عبد القادر جیلانی رحمت اللہ علیہ سے, ایمان جو سلامت بلب گو برہم, جب ایمان کو قبر میں سلامتی سے لے جاؤں گا. When I will take ایمان with me properly to my grave, that ایمان it comes with me and I take it safely to my grave, اس وقت میں دین میں اپنی چستی و چالاکی کو بنظر احتسان دیکھوں گا. It will be at that time that I will say that yes, I was a clever man and I knew how to go about doing things. When I would go to the qabr with my iman, we take it usually for granted, but really it is a thing to be very, very concerned about the condition of our iman. And with all the temptations, gunas that we get tempted to, that we get involved in, etc., etc., Allah make rahm on us and Allah give us the protection of iman and go from this dunya with iman inshallah. In Ma'arif al-Masnavi we were reading the instance of Peer Changi, the musician. And that he has reached his old age, and now there was nobody listening. Hazrat has put it in this world, and now when he went into a grave, empty grave in Medina Sharif, arsh tak pahunchi teri aah buka, and he was crying to Allah Ta'ala now from the bottom of his heart. One place our Shaykh Hazrat Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahab Rahmatullah Ali says that Adam Ali Salatu Wasalam, when he ate of the forbidden food, but immediately he turned to Allah Ta'ala, رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا وَإِن لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. That turned to Allah Ta'ala, and from the bottom of your heart, cry to Allah, that Ya Allah, I've done a great wrong to me. He says immediately that Adam Alayhi Salaam, Allah brought him and Allah made me savor it again. By that little error, and then Allah made him his favorite. And Hazrat also said an ajeeb thing, that in Baghdad most probably 12 o'clock in the day, summer, when the sun was shining so bright, somebody was walking with a lantern. So somebody asked him, with a lantern, now when the sun is shining so bright, what are you looking for? He said, I'm looking for Aadmi, for a human being. And how Hazrat explained also, who is Aadmi? Like we say, a person is Baghdadi, a person from Baghdad. Or a person is Shafi'i, is a Shafi'i. So that ye, that comes at the end, nisbat, that is of connection. So Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, a person who is Adam alayhi salam, he is Aadmi. Adam wala. That is who is, and who is Adam wala? Who says, Rabbana zalamna anfusana. That he admits that I've done a great wrong to myself. Oh Allah, you please forgive me. And may Allah make our hearts soft and the tears can flow from our eyes when we make this dua. If we do that, no matter what guna, Allah will bring us again and make us His favorites. So when he cried in this way to Allah, Mushtari tera hai khud Rabbul Ula. And he said, the poem, Hazrat made this poem, that the person who is buying you is Allah Himself. You are being auctioned and Allah is your buyer. Tere naalo mein jo hai khoon jigar, in this crying of yours, and the heart of your blood, your liver has been also now. In other words, with what sincerity you are begging Allah Ta'ala. Tere aahon mein jo hai dard-e-jigar, and in your ah which you are making, and the pain of your heart is in there as well. Giriya ghamna tera hai qabool. This like frightening, this crying and pleading of yours to Allah Ta'ala, it has been accepted. Ranje faqa se na ho to ab malool. Now don't worry of your hunger, that nobody is looking after you, nobody is caring for you, don't worry. Just be hafte tu hai tu hua khat se khuda. And by the Allah pulled you now and made you one of His favorites also. Phenge ab chang wasaze dil ruba. Throw away this musical instruments of yours and all these things of yours which you're making your heart happy with, etc. Throw them away. So when he made this dua to Allah Ta'ala, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu ne jis waqt hatif ghaibi se ye awaz suni, that we read that Allah Ta'ala had put in the heart of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala that my one banda is there in the qabr, go and see to him. When he heard that, to be chain ho gaye. Hazrat Umar became restless at that time immediately. Fauran uthe aur baitul maal se kuch rakam leke qabristan ki taraf chal diye. Immediately he got up, whatever he was doing, sleeping, anything. But he went, he took some money and he went to the qabristan. Wahan pahunch kar dekhte hain ki ek farsuda shikasta qabr ke ghar mein ek buddha chang liye hue so gaya hai. When he reached there, he saw that one person, helpless, in a pitiable condition, with his musical instrument is sleeping here. Aur uska chehra wadari aansuon se tar hai. His face and his beard wet with tears. So much he cried to Allah Ta'ala. Aur usi ashke nadamat se usko ye maqam mila. And how did he reach this high position? By these tears of sorrowfulness. That he felt sorrowful that what I had done, my whole life I wasted it. And with the tears in his eyes he turned to Allah Ta'ala. Usi ko Maulana Rum Rahmatullah Ali farmate hai. Maulana Rum Rahmatullah Ali explains this. Jang bajane wala buddha kab khas aur maqbool ho sakta tha. A person who was using his musical instruments and doing music all the time, where could he ever think of becoming the favorite of Allah Ta'ala? Mubarak ho, e raaz pinha, mubarak ho. But very blessed is the secret of yours. Very blessed it is that when a person turns in sincerity to Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala. Isi qudrat ko sahibi Gulzar Ibrahim Rahmatullah Ali farmati in the kitab, Gulzar Ibrahim, the author of it, Rahmatullah Ali, he has explained this. Khalifa waqt Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu is qabr kuhna ke samne ba adab khare huye. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala, this old qabr, this person passed asleep, he just stood with adab. He didn't do anything. Intizar farma rahe the ke peer changi bedar ho. And he was waiting that this person gets up. To inse haq ta'ala ka salam u payam aras ko. Allah said, give him my salam. And the message of Allah Ta'ala, Allahu Akbar. Usi itna mein Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu ko chhink aage. Sneeze came and sneeze you can't, and comes suddenly and you can't control it. Jisse peer changi ki aankh khul gayi. And then his eyes opened up. Khalifatul Muslimin ko dekar ghalba haybat se wo kaampne laga. When he saw Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he started shivering and trembling. Ke us chang ki wajah se na jaane mujh par kitne durre parenge. Because of this musical instrument that I have got, and known that I used to do music, I don't know how much I'm going to lashes of the whoop I'm going to be getting now. Kyunki ahd-e khilafat Umar radiallahu anhu mein durra-e faruqi ki shohrat thi. Because during the time of the Khilafat of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, it was famous, the whooping of Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu ne jab dekha ke peer changi larza laraz rahe. When Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu saw that he is trembling, he is being very, very frightened, to irshad farmaya ke khauf mat karo. He said, do not have any fear whatsoever. Main tumhare Rab ke taraf se tumhare liye bahut bari khush khabri laya hoon. I have come to you with great good news to you from your Rabb, from Allah Ta'ala. Or Irshad Farmaya, and then he explained further ke Durrai Farooq us par kyu pare. Hazrat put this in poetical form that why will the waqf of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu fall on him? Why will he lash him? Munfa'il hokar jo rab se ro pare. This person who became so humble and he turned to Allah Ta'ala in all sincerity and cried to Allah Ta'ala, Haq Ta'ala ne mujhe ilham se kar diya aaga tere naam se. By Allah making ilham, putting in my heart, he informed me of your name also, that who you are. Aur dikhaya mujhe tera maqam. And Allah showed me also where you will be, where must I go. Taake hazir ho saku jaay qiyam. So that I can go and reach the place where you are. Haq Ta'ala ne tujhe apna salam mujh se farmaya hai, ey abd-e kiram. Allah Ta'ala has given your salams and he send it with Khalifatul Muslimin, with Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Oh, honorable and great person. Aur farmaya hai, usse ye kaho, maine tujhko chun liya, ey khush galo. And inform him that I have made him my favorite and he is one of my favorites. اور فرمایا کہ بیت المال سے کچھ رقم لے جا تو اس کے واسطے and Allah also said that take some money from بیت المال and go and give this person. حضرت عمر رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ کی زبان مبارک سے پیر چنگی کو جب حق تعالی کے الطاف و عنایت اور افضال کا علم ہوا, when Peer Changi came to know of the great kindness of Allah, His favors upon him from Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, to us mushahidah rahmat-e-zakhar se is par shukar wa nadamat ka hal tari ho gaya. Then on him that Allah who is got so much, who all mercies by Allah Ta'ala, and Allah's mercy that had fallen on him, he started making shukr to Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. Usi ko Maulana Rum Rahmatullah Ali farmate hain, which Hazrat Maulana Rum Rahmatullah Ali has put in poetic form as well. May Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala give us all also the tawfiq to make sincere tawbah to Allah Ta'ala and to turn in all sincerity to Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala.
اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. فاذكروني أذكركم, أنا جليس من ذكرني. دل میرا ہو جائے ایک میدان ہو, تو ہی تو ہو, تو ہی تو ہو, تو ہی تو. اور میرے تن میں بجائے آب و گل, درد دل ہو, درد دل ہو, درد دل ہو, درد دل. غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر, تو ہی تو آئے نظر, دیکھو جدر. لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم. لا إله إلا الله, 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 لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. ناري مستانا خش مآيدم, تا أبد جانا تنيمي بايدم. الله جل جلاله وتعالى شانه. الله 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 الله. وإذا سألك عبادي عني فإني قريب. الله 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 الله. Allah, 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 Jalla Jalalu wa
Ta'ala. Sir, remind it to the brothers, inshallah. On Laylatul Sabt, that is this Friday night, after Maghrib Salah in Homestead Park will be our monthly majlis. And then on Laylatul Ahad, on Saturday night, after Maghrib Salah also, here at the Darul Ulum, and after Fajr also, on Yawmul Ahad, and at 10 o'clock, inshallah, till Zuhar Salah, the monthly majlis. So I humbly request all the brothers to participate.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, wa laqibatu muttaqeen, wa salatu wa salam, ala ashrafil anbiya wa mursaleen. سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا مولانا محمد وعلى لسان اجمعين ربنا ظلمنا انفسنا وان لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم انك عفو كريم رحيم تحب العفو فاعف عنا يا كريم اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها فانت خير من زكاها انت ولي مولاها ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى من الفعل والقول والعمل والنية والهد إنك على كل شيء قدير اللهم ارحمنا بترك المعاصي ولا تشقنا بمعصيتك اللهم ارحمنا بترك المعاصي أبدا ما أبقيتنا وارحمنا أن نتكلف ما لا يعنينا وارزقنا حسن النظر فيما يرضيك عنا اللهم احفظنا من كل الفتن ما ظهر من بطن اللهم طهر قلوبنا من النفاق وأعمالنا من الرياء وألسنتنا من الكذب وأعيننا من الخيانة فإنك تعلم خوائن العين ما تخفي الصدور جزا الله عنا سيدنا محمدا صلى الله تعالى وسلم وحده سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.